Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, Moose Breezy Breeze. Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl right here, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Let's take a look at the Doppler here this morning.
No hurricanes here.
73 for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls. We love to see it. Let's get to Parental Confidential for one second, shall we?
We shall.
But first,
every time.
You guys are crazy
every
today.
Time.
All right, come on. How do you get your kid up for school on time? It's a question that has been asked by so many parents.
For so many years.
And yet nobody really has the exact formula. Take a listen to the message we got from Erin from Brighton. She writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I thought I would write in for your Parental Confidential segment because I'm beyond desperate. I'm a single mom to a 12-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. I work a hybrid environment, 3 days working from home, 2 days in the office. And I've told my kids they have to show responsibility and wake up on time and get to school on their own. On days I'm in the office, I leave before they wake up. My daughter hasn't been late once and reliably wakes up and gets out the door on time. My son, on the other hand, every day I work from the office, he misses the bus and he cannot get to school on time. I've tried waking him up when I leave, but he just goes back to bed. When I'm home, I'm constantly having to leave my work and harass him to wake up and get out the door.
That's tough.
The school calls and asks if these lates are excused, and I say absolutely not. He gets detention.
Oof.
On days he is late, I don't allow him to go out with friends that night. He doesn't care about any punishments I give him. I'm at a loss. I've bought him his own alarm clock. I've tried to bribe him with money if he gets to school on time for an entire week. Nothing is working. I turn off the internet at 10 p.m. so he can't get distracted, but yet he still goes to bed really late. I'm desperate. Do any other parents have this issue? And what did you do about it?" Right. Interesting.
I think everybody deals with this issue who has a kid in school, especially an adolescent or a teen, because they're a little grumpy. They love their sleep. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And there's been petitions made at multiple different schools because studies have shown that starting your day later is more beneficial to the actual learning process of it all for high schoolers.
Yeah. It's
a local school here. I can't pinpoint if you know it, 585-252-9800. Implemented it this year, or maybe they didn't implement it, but it was definitely on the talks of a couple different boards of starting those class times just a little bit later.
What time do they start right now?
I think right now
7:20.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Let me go over to a couple of your texts right now. Shannon is weighing in first. She says, "Let me see here. Before you try anything, you might want to speak with this doctor because my daughter went through the same exact thing and we discovered that she had a sleep disorder."
Okay.
"While it is fairly rare, it's at least worth looking into." Matt says, "Years back, I was this kid. I've been taking antidepressants for the last 20 years since the age of 24, and it's done wonders for my ability to be awake and function. I know antidepressants for a 14-year-old is probably not advised. However, what is advised is talking to his doctor."
Right.
Because it's probably easy for us to hear this message and be like, you know, you got a 14-year-old lazy kid.
Right.
He just wants to sleep. He doesn't want to get up. Is that the case? That's a possibility.
Did you struggle getting up for school? I feel like that's not really your vibe.
No, are you kidding me? I was up at 6 a.m. with the iron. Just steaming my clothes, making sure they're pressed, ready to go.
Freak. Absolute freak.
Making myself a nice, wholesome breakfast before I head on into the day. You know
you
what I
mean? You wake up, you're like...
Can I get anyone anything?
Sunny side up or breezy? You're wearing an apron for no reason. Yeah. So classic.
I was ready to go. Like
okay.
I always
it's do. Webster starting later, and Fairport is implementing it later in 2026.
So what's, if they're starting around like 7:15, 7:20 now, what time would they start? 8?
Probably 8 or 8:30, I would assume.
Does that mean they're still going to, they're going to push school back an extra half hour, 40
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah. Well, they'd have to. I'm not just going to like
I got
that
out of
time.
High school. I got out of high school at 1:45. What time did you get out of there?
2:12.
Ugh.
Mm.
Greece is where it's at.
Well, it depended on if I had early dismissal or not.
Greece is where you can discover the promise.
What is that promise? What is that promise?
Getting out of school at 1:45.
Yeah, definitely. The fact that I do this for a living and wake up as early as I do, I struggled so bad getting up from school.
Kelly says, I hate to say it, but I still remember my dad coming into my room, opening all the curtains and blinds, ripping my blanket off while yelling, time for school. I was just...
It's traumatizing.
I'm just not a morning person in my teenage years. I somehow grew into a responsible adult, but it took a lot of time for me to get my act together. Yeah, I mean, let's give the kid a little bit of credit. He's only 14. I get that. I mean, she's doing everything she can. She's bribing him. She's shutting the internet off at 10. We got a listener that says, I don't want to make excuses, but this could always be a deeper issue going on aside from he just doesn't want to get up. Have you really had the one-on-one conversation with him as his mom if anything serious is going on in his life? It's a great question, to be honest.
It is a great question.
Let me get to a couple of calls coming in here real quick. PXY. Hello, PXY.
Nope. No calls.
We lost them. All right, let me go over to, who's this person real quick? Let me get over
Okay,
to-
this person says, I found out that my own kids had a hard time getting up if they go out and do things the night before. So I don't allow them to do that. I would probably take my kids to therapy and see if they have anxiety or depression that's keeping them up late at night.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, Fairport's pushing high school start till 9 a.m. In the year of 2026, 2027.
9 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's really late. That's what time, like, you're in grade school. That's what time it starts. Yeah. 9:30.
It's kind of a universal throughout, so.
Hi, PXY. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, talk to us. How do you get your kids up for school on time?
Start at like 4:30 in the morning. Start waking them up.
Oh, wow.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Well, how's
it? Absolutely. Batavia works every time.
In Batavia. So tell us about that. Like, you're trying to tell me there's no backlash from your child.
I mean,
I'm getting them up at 4:30 in the morning.
A little bit, but
well, I mean,
eventually
they're not getting up at 4:30. It starts at 4:30, and they'll lay there for an hour, probably.
Yeah, maybe like a half 45.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens if that doesn't work?
Keep trying until they get up. I don't leave the room until she's up.
Oh, that gets awkward, does it not?
My dad would come in and do and fling the door open, and then I would put the covers over my face.
Right.
And then he would come in again, and he would hit the lights, and I wouldn't get up. And then he'd come in a third time, and he'd rip the covers off me. And if I didn't get up after then, he would get the spray bottle.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah, your technique is wake your kid up at 4:30 in the morning. Right, okay. All right, thank you so much for the call.
There and get Breezy off the show because she sucks.
What?
Oh. Wait. Wait, what? Wait, okay. We were literally just all laughing. She was laughing at my jokes. Yeah, Sarah. If I suck, why are you laughing at my jokes?
Singer, are we okay this morning?
Not my strong. My fan base is not strong in Batavia. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Sarah's angry. We just had a great conversation. What did I do?
I don't know. That was just... That
wait,
just...
what? I'm shook.
Completely.
On a Friday?
That came out of left field. Hit Breezy off the show because she sucks. Where did that come from?
Oh, my God. We were having a great time. Why'd you call into my show? I'm confused. If I suck, why'd you call in? No, I'm genuinely so confused. Wait, what?
I'm so lost right now.
And then she hung up. Coward. Call us back, Sarah. I want to fight. No, I'm
pissed. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't. What are you?
Wait, do I suck? No, not me spiraling.
It's really good. We're going to take a quick break because...
I got to take a lap.
Breezy's going to take a lap. I don't know what just happened.
I'm going to call the mayor of Batavia, see if everyone hates me.
By the way, Aaron, thank you so much for... what were we even talking about? Yes, getting your kid up for school.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just thrown off right now.
I'm really thrown. But yeah. We're professionals. We got to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to replay that call 100 times. Stay there. Peace.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.